Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 160. Today's topic is going to be the first part in a series of basically how do you market a business from scratch. So one of the things that I'm definitely seeing a rise in, even with this economy and all the uncertainty, is a rise in small business. Because if people are getting laid off, if they're becoming unemployed, if they're losing jobs, if they're being furloughed, they tend to turn to entrepreneurship. Now, not everyone does, but everyone's got a unique ability, a unique skill that can be translated into some kind of business. And whether that business is online, offline, it really doesn't matter. But what I wanted to do in this series is pick an industry, and often an industry that I get a lot of questions about. So it's going to be childcare, and in particular, preschool, a daycare, a childcare center in general. And I'm going to give you kind of the step-by-steps as to how you would market that childcare center. And the messages are going to be generic in the sense that the approach I take to market a business is the same, whether it's a childcare center or you're looking at opening up something like a Mosquito Joe franchise, which I just was literally looking at because I think that that's going to be a booming industry. So I'll give you one core topic for each of these particular episodes. And the first one is all going to be around research. So the focus for today, if I had a business that I was starting from scratch, and again, the business in these episodes is going to be, let's assume you're opening up a childcare center, I would spend the first month doing research. Now, again, I'm not going to go into the actual logistics of anything that is not kind of marketing or, I guess, finance related when it comes to marketing. So obviously we're not going to be talking about, finding leases and all that kind of stuff. This is all around how do you take a business and drive some revenue from zero to revenue? How do you do the launch? How long do things take? How much money do you invest? Again, I'm going to give you one core topic for every single episode. So first one again is research. So what would that research look like? So the first thing that I would want to know is, what does my competition look like? So let's say that you're opening up in Rochester, New York, and you already have the location scouted out. You've made the decision to go on this venture. I want to know, what are the competitors like? How many competitors are there? So I literally would just sit down at my computer and I would pull up Google Maps and I would start to plug in all of the different preschools, child care centers, daycares, after school programs. I would pull up all of the different people that I would deem even remotely similar. Now, that's one of the mistakes that I see people making when they're doing the research, is that often they'll say, well, I really don't have any competitors because my business is going to do X, Y, Z. So in the childcare space, maybe you're going to say, well, I don't really have any competitors because my business is going to be 100% related to technology, and we're going to be the first center to have everything Mac related, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's great. And when we talk about branding and your six-sentence marketing plan and differentiation and all of that stuff. I mean, we'll get into that. But initially, I need to know, who are you directly or indirectly competing with? And I would literally start to map them out on a Google map. I would use Google Docs, and I would create a folder to keep all of my research organized. And then I would just start to create the different files within that folder. So first one would be competitors. So where are they on the map? Do you have three people that are within 5 miles, 10 miles? Are you the only game in town? I need to know all of that stuff visually. Now, the next document I would use would be Google Sheets. And on that particular document, that's where you're going to take all of those names of the different childcare centers that you're indirectly or directly competing with, and you're going to list them out. And then from there, what I want you to do is fill in all the different details. Address, phone number, website. What is the description of their business? So what are they offering? Are they specializing in something? You can have kind of a big note section to say, well, it looks like this center specializes in this. Are they a brand? Are they a chain? When I meant brand, I meant to say big box brand. So are they like a Goddard or a Primrose? So one of those. Is it a single location or is it a multi-location? So I want to know all the different competitive pieces of information about that particular business. Now, when I start to gather that, what I then will do is I would set up something like a Google Voice phone number. So I wouldn't use my cell phone or any number that was associated with me. And candidly, and I will tell you that this happens all the time, so this isn't something that is so uncanny, I would call and pretend to be a parent and learn a little bit more about the center. So I might say, well, how many kids are enrolled? Are you accepting new enrollments? What does your tuition look like? So I'd be asking all of those different questions. And the goal is that you start to build this competitive document and you start to see, where are the gaps in the marketplace? And those gaps could be financial. They could be the types of kids that they're serving. You may find that none of them have after-school care. None of them have a bus, or all of them have a bus to pick kids up. You want to learn as much as you possibly can about your competitors. And I like to do this first, not to get you discouraged, but when I'm leveraging this data, that's really going to point me in the right direction of not just how much marketing that I need to do, but it's going to help me refine the message. It's going to help me find some of the areas that I can kind of break through the noise. So list out all of your competitors, map them out so you know where they are visually, and then from there, put together something on a Google Sheets where you're listing out all the generic information and then all of that specific information that you can get largely and often coming right from calling them. And you're not going to say, oh, I'm calling to doing some research. And I mean, you just be open about it, but obviously they're going to try and get your contact information. And if you fumble, it's going to get to be a little bit awkward. If you want to have someone else do it, that's an actual parent. If you're not a parent, I would have them do it as well. But I want you to have all that information so that you have all of that handy. So if I were opening up a new childcare center and getting ready to start the whole marketing process, my step one with a new business is always to do the competitive research first. So I get that, so I can kind of start to see where I stand, where I can fit in, where I can differentiate. And often you end up finding things that you might have not thought to be true. So, example, if I was calling these different competitive childcare centers, I may find that not one of the centers, including the big franchise brands, are above $1,000 a month. And you might have been thinking, well, you were going to price this at $1,500 a month, but for some reason, everyone is under $1,000 a month. Now, that's not to say that you can't price at $1,500 a month, but I would be a little bit more inquisitive about why is every single competing childcare center under that $1,000 a month threshold. Or you might find the opposite is true, where you were thinking of pricing at $800 a month, but every single center is above $1,000, that you might have just found yourself another 20% margin, and or you now have an insane leg to stand on if you can make the financials work, because now you're 20% cheaper, and that ends up becoming part of your marketing and your advertising. So step one, competitive research. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.